Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Are we recording something?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast, everybody. This one will be... We usually do some team meetings, and we do it probably every other Thursday. Team meetings are real important. And I think this is great as a tennis coach, too. You should learn because you got to be going in the right direction. And that's what coaches are good for. On a highest level, a coach won't fix your forehand. They won't need to, right? But they're going to keep you going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Keep your brain focused. If you read The Laws of The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill, if you read that, 1925. He's got something in the front there. I think it was first quoted ever, Mastermind. You know, all these masterminds, all these things. But he said a mastermind, which is interesting. Well, I'll have to go. We'll have to do a whole podcast on Napoleon Hill's book. But a mastermind is two minds thinking alike and working together becomes a mastermind, so to speak.
Okay.
So that's what you're doing when you're communicating with your student or you're communicating with your team, your sales team, your employees.
Yeah.
You want like minds thinking together.
Yeah.
Because... Or you have to be on that same page. So what you're doing is when you're meeting, you're giving a lesson, you're creating this mastermind, so to speak. The minds are in unison working together. And when they can work together, they can do a lot much more.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And Steve Jobs even said this. You can convince someone to do something.
Okay.
But if they don't agree with you over the long sample size, it's not going to really be productive.
Okay.
And that person should go sooner than later. You should just, or that person convinces you and it's correct or whatever. But if you're not on the same wavelength, it doesn't really work. People will do their job to a point, but they have to really believe what you're doing. And you really have to convince them. And even Jordan Belfort, you know, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
He's meet with his sales guys twice a day. He would do those great speeches you saw on TV. On the movie, to program these guys, get them motivated, get them primed, right? Get their mind aligned with his. Because remember, he was teaching guys that didn't graduate high school or didn't have a high school education. But if you can get them on that same wavelength and believing in what you're saying, it's huge. So we did a thought experiment on Thursday. We're actually going to go through it on Thursday and see if we get the answers. But a good thought experiment would help your brain what you would align with. So we'll do it first customer-wise because this podcast is not just about tennis. Then we'll do it tennis-wise. So this is a great thought experiment. Alex Hormozi wrote in his book, too, called 100 Million Leads. It's great. So this is the thought experiment. I'm just going to read it. And this is so great. And I don't even know if you guys have an answer. But we've lost all our customers, and we can't advertise. It's the first line. So we've lost every customer. We don't have anyone. Mm-hmm. And we cannot advertise. Not allowed to promote. Can't do anything.
Okay.
We have one customer left.
Oh, yeah. That.
All customers must come from this one customer. How would you treat this customer? What kind of results would they need to get? What would you do to make their experience so valuable they would send all their friends? What type of customer would you pick? So to the first question, how would you treat that customer? It's the only customer you have.
I mean, you treat them to me, I would treat them like a friend because you're with them all the time. You're the only person you have. You got to treat them with respect and actually listen to them, you know?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
One customer, I'll actually listen to them.
Yeah.
This customer helps you eat. They allow you to eat.
Yeah.
They pay your bills. You have one of them.
Yeah.
And if you lose them, you don't get to eat.
Right.
And don't think you can't get a thought experiment. You can't get another job. You can't just. You have one customer.
Right.
It would be treating them. It would be. They'd be treated like. It would be like you couldn't even imagine, not even listening. You're talking about treating them like gold.
Yeah.
Every minute of the day, I'd be there at their service.
Yeah.
Whatever they would need.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick you up something.
It's
I know I teach you tennis.
Yeah.
But I'll pick you up your sneakers. I'm going to pick you up your racket. I'll pick you up this. I'll pick you up whatever you need. I'll pick it up for you.
Yeah.
It is just basically you're at their beck and call whenever they need to be.
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Right.
And we treat them like gold, like family, okay. like you said.
Yeah.
What kind of results would they need to get? So if you had one tennis customer,
no.
what would they need to get?
I mean, they would want to see results. Do they know that you only have one client?
That doesn't matter. I don't know. You want to say, but no. Let's
can
say
they
that
compare
they
themselves
know.
To anyone.
Let's say they don't.
Right.
Okay. Because if they did know, they'd feel like they have control over you. Right.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay.
They don't know.
That'd be a crazy TV show, in a way.
they don't know.
I feel like they would. I mean, they would want to see. Everyone wants to see some type of progress, right? And if you're with them all the time.
I think
time,
the results would have to be out of this world.
Yeah.
If I have one customer.
Yeah, that's all you have.
And all
so
I'm doing is teaching tennis.
Teaching one person.
And all I have to do is study and read their game. I would videotape them, record them, analyze it, play it back, boom, get feedback from other people. Yeah. I would call every professional player I know to give them feedback. It would be insane.
Yeah.
They would get calls from, you know, every guy that played on the tour that I knew. Like that's the kind of feedback we're talking about.
That makes
I would
sense.
Have them. I would have my one player. I'd fly them somewhere to go play with a college team. Like, you want to talk about another level of service, right?
Yeah.
And that would get them the results they need.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what would you do to make their experience so valuable that they would send all their friends? Same thing. Like, if I took them on trips, if I took them to tournaments, I went to those tournaments, if I exposed them to these other great players, they would tell everybody, this is the most unbelievable coach I've ever been around, most unbelievable experience. So, basically, the thought exercise... And the last one is what kind of we'll go through the last question. What customer would you pick?
What customer would I pick? One that's not annoying, if I could. I mean, that's the only thing I can ask for.
Okay, so you can look at it this way.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You can go by the 80-20 principle. So correct. Yeah. If you want a customer that you like,
yeah,
and you only have that one, you're gonna want a customer that you want to help.
Right.
And that is a good
doesn't
person.
Feel forced.
Because they're going to refer other
right.
good people.
Right.
Usually,
okay.
when someone's disagreeable or not very nice, all their friends are the same way. But usually,
right.
you are the five people you hang around with. If you're an asshole, there's four other assholes around. So yeah. you want a good person because they're going to invite four other great people.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So, yeah, you want the nicest, most humble person that's willing to learn.
Right.
That is not self-righteous. Sure.
Right.
So, basically, this thought exercise is basically to say, treat every customer like you only have one.
Okay.
That's how you should treat everybody that walks in the door of your restaurant, your building, your office.
Yeah.
You should treat them like they're the only one you have. So, if you were my only employee, Santi.
Okay.
And I'd like to think I treat everyone like they're my only employee. Do you think I treat you well enough that it feels like you're treated special? Do you feel like the only employee? I know you don't because it's impossible to.
No, right. I do feel like you do care about me. And, like, over the years, you know, I've only been here 2.5 or so, a little bit over 2.5. I do feel like. You know, like you listen to me and, you know.
Yeah, I listen to you when
Chris.
You try to quit, too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love
you. And you know that, you know, the thing is, like, we talk and you know that in the long term, I have different aspirations. I have different
sure.
goals. Everyone wants to grow. Not everyone will be able to physically play tennis forever, you know, stuff like that. I do feel like, I get, like, respect and I'm heard.
So that's my job. That's how I have to look at it. I want to treat every customer
right,
like it's
like
the only
that.
One I have.
Right.
Every employee like it's the only one I have. Because if I was running a business of this size,
right.
and I only had one employee,
right.
I would be like, oh, my God, you're doing so many great things here. Thank God. And you are.
Yeah.
You're doing
yeah.
so many great things. You have to treat it that way.
Right.
Because if you treat customers like, and sometimes people get in that mentality like, oh, we'll just replace them. We'll get a new one.
A new customer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be really careful about saying things like that. Now, there is a fine line if a customer is just disagreeable and unhappy and not nice,
right?
You don't have to be exposed to that.
Right.
But there is a fine line where you're going, oh, this customer's not happy? Ah, screw it. You don't do that. Right. Because look at yourself first and say, hey, look, maybe I'm making some mistakes here.
Right.
Now, some customers are just, you know, customers have been from club to club to club, and they're just very disagreeable, and that's fine.
Okay.
But you have to have the self-awareness to know the difference between whether it's you,
right,
or whether it's actually the customer that is just not a happy person.
Interesting.
So I think that thought exercise is good. Now I'm going to equate it to kind of tennis. It's not going to be perfect, but I wrote down a few things. If you had only one stroke you could hit out of all others and you can't practice anything else, what's the one stroke you would practice?
Inside out forehands.
Inside out forehands.
That's my favorite shot.
Okay. So what type of training would you do?
For inside out forehands? Maybe like a medicine ball twist, right, to help me turn a little bit more. Footwork stuff to shuffle over. I'm a lefty, so I shuffle over to the right, open it up, you know, rotate all the way through. I mean, I'm not really sprinting for anything, right? So I'm hitting the same shot over and over
in a game. No, so think about it.
I can only practice
one shot. So you only can hit the one stroke. So you have to practice running, fitness, speed, all of those things. It's just a thought exercise to make you go, okay, maybe, and a lot of people should do it, take the best stroke that you have and work on that the most. Because really, that's really the difference between you winning and losing.
Yeah.
I would spend most of my time working on my best stroke. I really would. I would really spend most of my time doing that.
Oh, which one? Sorry, I got distracted.
What's that?
Which one?
I would spend most of my time working on my best stroke.
Oh, okay. Which is? What do you think?
You know what? I mean, people are going to say there's no way you can have one stroke because you got to serve, right? You always have
right.
to serve.
Right. So let's say we don't have to use a serve.
Let's say you don't have to use a serve. Let's say I can serve under. I would still hit a forehand.
Just a forehand.
I would still hit a forehand because it's still something I can do the most damage with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would hit the forehand. And I would hit the forehand all over the court. And that'd be it.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the inside out forehand because when you're setting up for it, it's kind of like a dance.
Okay.
Kind of like kind of dance and then you boom. And you know what I mean?
Is that your most effective shot, though?
I don't know, maybe.
You got to find the best shot that you hit the best and do it. But that's just a thought experiment. So, in other words, look at your training that way. If I could only work on this one stroke, what would I really work on? That's all I could do. And it'll be a clear answer for you. And then that means that stroke you know is your most effective.
Right.
Work on it all the time. So, simple thought experiment that I thought was good. Treat every customer like it's last, like it's your last. Treat every stroke like it's your last. You only can hit one stroke. Think about it. How hard you would train. Mm-hmm. A little fun. Santi, you have a good day. Everybody, answers in the actions. Get out there. Do something. That's the biggest key. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, be useful, my friend. Did you watch his? You got to watch the documentary.
I saw parts of it.
Yeah, it's very
good.
I actually ripped through the book quick. It's like seven things for life. Seven tools.
Yeah.
It's really good. We should do some book reviews after a while. But just all I do is
you do sometimes.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
What we'll do is
maybe one book a month.
We should do. I'll figure out maybe the Elon one or the Sam Bankman-Fried one because he's in court right now. Sam Bankman-Fried, right? He's in trial.
For
what?
I don't. I know faces.
You know, cryptocurrency, FTX, the whole thing.
Oh.
That's Sam Bankman-Fried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the crypto exchange and blah, blah, blah. Lost $9 billion. People lost all their money and stuff like that. We could go over so many, you know. Maybe we should do one book about, like, entrepreneurship and then do one book about tennis, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody, have a great day. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.